Good morning. It's Thursday, June 13th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. The Lexington County father, convicted of killing his five children, won't testify on his behalf or make a statement to a jury deciding whether he gets the death penalty. Timothy Jones Jr. declined to testify in his defense before he was found guilty last week, and again yesterday at the end of his sentencing phase. South Carolina law would have allowed Jones to make a brief statement to the jury during Thursday's closing arguments, but Jones told Circuit Judge Eugene Griffith he wouldn't do that either. The jury is expected to begin deliberating Jones's sentence this morning. They must vote unanimously for the death penalty for the 37-year-old, or he will be sentenced to life without parole. Jones killed his five children, ages 1 to 8, in their Lexington home in August of 2014. A Greenville woman, accused of confronting her third graders' bullies, was arrested and charged with disturbing schools. According to a Greenville County Sheriff's report, deputies learned of the May confrontation after the woman posted a Facebook video ranting about the bullies. The report says the woman admitted, in the since-removed video, that she snuck into the school and confronted kids that she estimates to be 9 years old. Security video shows the woman entering the school, ignoring a sign-in requirement, and going to her son's classroom, where she's seen circling the children. The recording lacks audio, but witnesses said she was screaming. The woman says she regrets her actions, but remains concerned about bullying. She says her son has been teased, hit with a computer, and grabbed by his throat. The South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control has placed another beach under a short-term swimming advisory. The affected area is for water at the drainage discharge point at Myrtle Beach State Park in Horry County. The swimming advisory is not a beach closing, nor does the advisory affect the entire beach. DHEC found bacteria levels that are above state and federal standards. Swimming is not advised in the area until bacteria levels return to normal. DHEC reminds beachgoers that while it is safe to wade, collect shells, and fish within the swimming advisory area, people with open wounds or compromised immune systems avoid contact with the water. The National Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services held its Rural Maternal Health Forum in Washington, D.C. yesterday. One of the panelists was Dr. Payan Hung of the University of South Carolina. Scott Morgan of South Carolina Public Radio has more.
According to the CMS, rural women are far more likely to face significant obstacles in finding and receiving obstetric care. Dr. Hung says one of the most pressing obstacles for rural women is physical access to a nearby hospital with an obstetric care unit. As rural hospital closings ramped up between 2002 and 2013, she says, driving distance to an OB center increased from 13 miles to about 30 for rural women.
That is the average, and that miles can be the mountain roads, can be very slippery road in winter.
According to the CMS, deaths during childbirth are higher for rural women. Native American and African American mothers are up to 4 times more likely to die during childbirth than white mothers. In Rock Hill, I'm Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio.
A state judge has issued a ruling stemming from the failed VC Summer Nuclear Project that will see hundreds of thousands of former and current customers of South Carolina Electric and Gas Company sharing more than $121 million. More from South Carolina Public Radio's Russ McKinney.
State Circuit Court Judge John Hayes' order follows a legal settlement between SC&G and lawyers representing ratepayers over the $2 billion the utility charged its customers for the nuclear project, which was never completed. The utility, now Dominion Energy, says upwards of 800,000 customers are eligible to share in the settlement, which could be as high as $145 million. Judge Hayes called the class action suit one of the most complex cases in the state's legal history, and he ordered lawyers for the ratepayers to divvy up $51 million in legal fees from the settlement. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.
Those are your headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.